The lawyer of a woman ordered to pay a man the court found was likely to have abused her has lashed out at the Justice Minister for suggesting her client had bad legal advice. Maria Taylor was ordered to pay $28,000 to Robert Roper yesterday after losing a civil case she brought against him and the Defence Force last year. She had sued both for damages for the mental harm she alleged was caused by Roper's assaulting her between 1985 and 1987. Andrew Little was asked about the case this morning and declined to comment specifically, but raised concerns Maria Taylor might have been a victim of bad legal advice. Her lawyer, Geraldine Whiteford, says that's not the case. Laura Dooney filed this report.
Geraldine Whiteford says she's very disappointed by Andrew Little's comments and that they were inappropriate. She says the team behind Maria Taylor was a good one.
The barrister taking the case is a very senior barrister. He's done hundreds of cases in Australia. He was an acting judge for a while. He's a senior counsel, and he put a lot of thought into the quite tricky legal issues before advising Maria to take action.
And she says there's an implication in Mr. Little's comments that only ironclad cases should be brought before a judge,
which will possibly mean that no one ended up in court. Now, the courts are there to serve people and to deal with slightly tricky issues, particularly issues that involve fundamental human rights. And so we believe we were perfectly appropriate and proper in taking Maria's case. I mean, what else is she to do? Just sit back and do nothing.
Ms. Whiteford says they're appealing the High Court judgment from September, but says Ms. Taylor will still have to pay costs as ordered. She says Ms. Taylor is shattered by that ruling. Ms. Whiteford says the Defence Force should step in and pay the costs, as they were Roper's employer. Throughout the process, Maria Taylor has been supported by Tracy Thompson. She's Robert Roper's daughter and victim. In 2014, Roper was convicted of sexual offending against her and her sister Karina Andrews, who's also supported Ms. Taylor. Ms. Thompson is angry and upset by the judge's decision.
What the judge is doing is rewarding Roper for his bad behaviour. So we understand that the legislation is what it is. We understand that there are consequences and that there are always winners and losers in civil cases.
But Ms. Thompson says the legislation needs to change so this doesn't happen again. She's been in touch with the Justice Minister Andrew Little's office.
I think it's about time that either the Prime Minister or Minister of Justice actually hears from us. And I feel that he needs to have a discussion with us. Whether he can do so or not is up to him. I'll be very disappointed if he fobs me off, but we'll just have to see what he can do about that.
Military analyst Jose Susantos says he hopes the Defence Force will support Ms. Taylor, who suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Especially now with the current initiatives that NZDF has put out in regards to addressing the bullying and the violence against women and breaking that culture. That's definitely a strong message that needs to be put out, that NZDF does take responsibility for what happens to its servicemen and servicewomen and that it's willing to support them once they're out.
In a statement, the Defence Force says as the initial High Court decision is being appealed, it can't comment on specifics of the case. It says it's open to resolving the matter without further litigation. It says it has never defended Roper nor denied the allegations made against him, and Roper does not represent in any way the values of the Defence Force. In Wellington, for the 5 o'clock report, ko Laura Dooney tēnei.